This is a translation of Sri Chaitanya Chandramrita in Meera Manoranjan Dharamshala at Radha Kund on 20th October 2005 by Srila Vaishnav Pada Babaji. Sriman Mahaprabhu appeared in this fallen age of Kali Yuga, which is the age of quarrel and hypocrisy, in order to deliver us fallen souls. He is the Supreme Personality Himself and is the embodiment of Prem. He is the hero of Nadiya. He is the ocean of mercy, and He has full of complete excellences. His supremely confidential associate, who is also his very dear disciple, Srila Prabodhananda Saraswati Charan. He is worshipped by all the Vaishnavas of the world. He resided in Sri Vrindavan Dham. He has written in his excellent text called Sri Chaitanya Chandramritam in verse number 118. That Sriman Mahaprabhu's appearance in this Kali Yuga is the most wonderful, the most great incident in history of mankind. And it is a spectacular person. His transcendental activities are most memorable, and He is wonderful. All the events are wonderful. He has drawn a very sweet picture of Sriman Mahaprabhu. Our heart melts when we read this. And we feel that we want to drown and we want to drink of this nectarine ocean.
Gahite na jani tabu gai.
Our Mahajans have cried and said that although I do not know to dance, I feel like dancing. And although I do not know to sing, I want to sing. Sriman Mahaprabhu is such a wonderful being. When we come in touch with him, then we literally drown in this sweet deluge of Amritam. This means that we have obtained him. When I feel like dancing, even if I don't know how to dance, and if I feel like singing, although I don't know to sing, this means that I have come in contact with Sriman Mahaprabhu. How come? Because sometimes we go to a party where everyone is dancing, and then it is possible that I have never danced, but still I want to dance. And if I find that everyone around me is singing, then even I feel like singing. So why is it like this? It is because of ecstasy. The moon has come right above my head. But why is it that I cannot touch it? It's so much near. I only have to lift my arms to touch it. Then how unfortunate am I that although the moon is descending, I am not able to touch it. It is because my hands are paralyzed and I cannot reach the moon. I am really, really fallen and sinful. In the same manner, Sri Sri Radha Radharaman, our so close to us, they are relishing their confidential pastimes in the secluded flower grove of Vrindavan all over, and yet I'm not able to relish. I'm not able to see them. I'm not able to enter their pastimes. Why is it so? Because my hands are arrested. My arms are too small. Even if I lift them, I'm not able to touch them. I'm so small. My mind keeps on asking me again and again that why is it that I'm not able to touch the moon? I'm close to the ocean, and yet why am I so thirsty? Although I'm standing on the seashore, my throat is parched. I'm not able to drink. I'm not able to make any use of this. My mind keeps on asking, but then, am I able to answer this question? Yes, it is because just like the great Vaishnavas, they are doing jap 108 times, counting on the beads. In the same manner, my mind is telling me that you commit aparadh 108 times. You count and you commit the aparadh. It is because of this aparadh you are unable to relish these Vrindavan pastimes of Sri Sri Radha, Radha Raman, although they are happening right over here in front of you. Will my aparadh not be forgiven? Will I never get rid of this aparadh? Will I never be delivered? Is there no one who can make me relish these wonderful pastimes? Definitely there is a way. It is the dust of the lotus feet of the Vaishnavas. However, the Vaishnavas are, you are great Vaishnavas, but you are so miserly. Will you give me the dust of your lotus feet? I don't think so. You are the followers of the Meghnadiba Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Yet, I don't know why you are so miserly. You never give me the dust of your lotus feet. But I will not let you go. I will not leave you alone. I will follow you and I will take the dust of your lotus feet when you walk. Because after all, you cannot walk with the feet on your head. Definitely, you must put the feet on the earth when you walk. So I will just run behind you and take the dust of your lotus feet. In the same manner, I must drink the water of your, when you wash your lotus feet. But will you give me that water? I know you will not give me. But then you take bath in the Kund, in Radha Kund, do you not? Then you don't keep your feet on your head, do you? You will have to dip your feet in the lake. At that time, I will drink that water. I have done it also. I have taken the dust of your lotus feet from the Parikrama path, and I have drank the water of Radha Kund where you wash your feet, yet my aparadhs remain. I know I must take the Mahaprasad, the remnants of you when you take your prasadam, but you will never give me your Adharamrita. So what I will have to do is, I must pick up the remnants of the prasad after you throw away the plates in the dustbin. I must pick it up from the dustbin and eat it. But I have already done it. Yet my aparadh remain. I am so fallen. My heart is like a wretched rock. Yet I can see my aparadh is not going. This means that my aparadh is much, much huge than the Sumeru mountain, and it is keeping on increasing by leaps and bounds. 108 aparadhs every day I am adding to this huge mountain of aparadhs. But yes, I must not lose hope. Definitely one day the aparadh will definitely disappear. Our Mahajan, they're guaranteeing us that if we hear the pastimes, the leelas of Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu and Sri Govinda, I am so unfortunate that my heart is never drowning in the wonderful leelas of Sri Gaur Govinda. Why so? For this I must associate with the pure devotees who relish these leelas. Or I must associate with those associates who are relishing these leelas. Who is saying this? No, none other than Sri Nityananda Prabhu's Prem Murati, the embodiment of Sri Nityananda Prabhu's Prem, that is Srila Narottama Das Thakur Mahashay. So much humility Gaur Bhakta has got. Where is this Prem, this condensed Prem? He is right in front of us in the form of our Sri Guru Maharaj. All embodiments of Sri Gurudev are Nityananda Swaroop, because Gurudev is the potency of Sri Balaram and he is the condensed form of Sri Nityananda Prabhu's Prem. So, but the problem is that we don't value this. I have gone to the shop, but then I cannot pay the price for it. Will the shopkeeper give us his goods? We must pay something in return to buy an item. So what is the price that we have to give to Gurudev in order to get this wonderful prem? It is Shraddha, scriptural faith. In return for this, we can get prem. Srila Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, he has judged and he has told us what is Shraddha. But then, I am so fallen, I don't have this much Shraddha even, I don't have. Why? Because if I had Shraddha, then I could have performed bhajan continuously, constantly. So, it is the one who has got Shraddha, he is qualified to receive bhakti. You have all got Shraddha, but I'm so fallen, I'm a big sinner, so I've not got even a hint, even a reflection of Shraddha. What proves that we have Shraddha? Well, when we have Shraddha, we are going to perform bhajan constantly, just like someone who is hankering for gold. How he keeps on digging here and digging there till he gets gold, someone who is crazy about it. The same way we will be mad and perform bhajan with intense fervor every time, all day and night. A person who has Shraddha will never be able to live without bhajan. And what? How else will we be? We will never perform any seva aparad or nam aparad, any offense at the lotus feet of Sri Nam Prabhu and while performing seva. Unknowingly, maybe, possible, but definitely not knowingly. It is possible that we must never do any Vaishnav aparad. If we perform any aparad and if we consider one Vaishnav to be high and another Vaishnav to be low, then Vrindavan Das Thakur, his Vyas avatar, is saying that maybe in some age we may get Gaur Prem, but definitely not in this age. It is not possible. Then what is the way out of this? Vyasa avatar Vrindavan Das Thakur is saying,
Je Krishna charano bhaje se jaye toriya,
that we must never discriminate between the Vaishnavas and we must offer obeisance at everybody's feet. If we are able to become so humble and never commit any aparadh, then, and in this manner, if we perform Sri Krishna Bhajan, then definitely we shall be delivered from this material ocean.
Shavare koriva stuti vinay babohar.
Our Mahajans, they have practiced and preached. They are saying that I must consider everybody to be my guru, and I must think that I am everyone's disciple. So, what is the meaning of prem? What proves that I have got prem? The day when I feel so much pain in my heart, and I'm always thinking that, oh, I have committed some aparadh, I have offended somebody, and I won't be able to sleep because of the pain in my heart, then it means that I have gained prem for the lotus feet of the Lord, and I feel that I am lowly, I am lower than everybody, and everybody is performing better bhajan than I am. It is that day then we have got prem. We should be hankering for everybody's kripa. We should always be praying for other people's kripa. All the Siddha devotees who have taken the devotees to the Siddha Swaroop, and who have taken the devotees to that transcendental realm of prem, they have spread the message of prem. They have called themselves as beggars. There is one Mahajan, he is signing his name as Beggar Ramdas. He used to not even add Shri before his name. Why? Because he considered himself beggar. He thought that he does not have any Shri. What is the meaning of Shri? Shri means opulence. It means that he doesn't have any opulence. But actually, they were very much opulent. They were rich with the wealth of prem. For example, the great Babaji, Sri Haridas Das Babaji, he wrote Haridas Das. Why? Did he forget to put Shri before his name? No. He did not forget. He got prem, and he thought that he did not have any Shri. His heart was filled till the brim with prem. Why does he want this material Shri? He has thrown away that Shri from himself. Now see what is bhakti. He never ever introduced himself. In fact, when he was here, then nobody even recognized him. No, if people saw him, they would not even know that this is Haridas Das Babaji Maharaj. While I look at me, I always want fame, name, glory. So Vrindavan Das Thakur, he is saying that I can see only one way out from here, that I want to praise and glorify everybody. I want to pay obeisance at everybody's feet. I am very, very ignorant, and I want to take the shelter of the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality, Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu. It is good to be ignorant. Better not to be knowledgeable, because it's dangerous when we are knowledgeable. We are full of false pride. We don't want to bow at the lotus feet of Sri Gaura Hari. Here, ignorant does not mean illiterate, but the word agya, it means that one who is most learned. In fact, he is the one who has got true knowledge. When our heart is filled till the brim with knowledge, and we gain complete knowledge about the Supreme Truth, and our heart is full of prem, then Because only when we know about the Supreme Personality really, if we know, then definitely we are going to feel prem for Him. And then we come to the conclusion that I have stood at the shores, on the shores of the ocean of knowledge, and all I have done is picked up a few pebbles. So when I come to this realization, it means that I have understood what is knowledge. And then I feel that yes, I am ignorant. So these Mahajans, the great Siddha devotees, they were the ones who were truly knowledgeable because they came to the conclusion that they were ignorant. We must hold our ears and we must promise that, oh Gurudev, oh devotees, Vaishnavs, please do not take my aparadh. And we must pray every day that at least knowingly, please, we must not commit any aparadh. We must pray that all the great devotees, we must never, never offend them. The ones who are truly premic, lovers of Sri Bhagavan, they pray like this every morning. We should be praying that, oh my Lord, please fulfill my wish that I may never, never commit any aparadh at the lotus feet of the 64 Mahantas. So it is better to be ignorant and take shelter of Lord Gauranga. And very carefully we must hear the Harikatha and the speech of Sri Gurudev and great Vaishnavas. Our Mahajans have told us that verbatim et literatim, each and every word our Gurudev speaks is a command for us and we must obey. So very carefully we must hear the pure devotee. And only then Lord Krishna gives us divine intelligence and then we will be delivered. It may be that it is very dangerous and dark Kali Yuga, but today we have got the greatest opportunity, a great chance, because we have got Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu to show us the way to the most confidential kunja of Sri Vrindavan, and we can rush towards this confidential kunja. He has shown us the way. We only have to run now on this road. The Mahajan, they have written volumes on this. But when will we relish these great texts? Let's forget this. There are so many more. Chaitanya Chandramritam, Chaitanya Bhagavat, Chaitanya Chandrodaya, there are Chaitanya Mangal, and there are more than 2000 compositions of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's associates. Besides this, there are so many Sahasranam, Shatanam, so many glorifications. If we read them, then we will get prem. And all the Goswamis, they have glorified, our Mahajans have glorified Sriman Mahaprabhu in the beginning and in the end. Then, if we read all this, then definitely we will get prem. Siddha Baba, he has written so nicely about these daily leelas of Sri Gaur Govinda. If we can drown ourselves in these leelas, then who can stop us from getting prem? It is not possible just to finish reading all these wonderful texts in one life, how much they have written. Does anyone have that capacity? There are 1 lakh compositions. How much can we relish? How much can we relish? We are like a sparrow standing on the shore of the ocean of Amritam. How much can we drink with our beak? And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's leelas are ocean of Amritam. I wish that this entire life I could just keep on hearing to Gaura Leela and keep on telling Gaura Leela. But is one lifetime enough to relish Gaura Leela? How small is our life? Our life is just a small drop in eternity. The desert is parched with the midday sun. It is totally devoid of water. And in that desert, if there is just two or four drops of rainfall, then what is the use? Because our days are numbered. We are going to live hardly for two or four days. So how much of this huge, wonderful, spectacular Gaura Leela are we going to relish? When will we perform bhajan? We must realize that our life is extremely short-lived. Out of this also, half the time goes in diseases and troubles. How much are we going to relish? While Chaitanya Chandra's leelas are an ocean of amritam and our ear can relish hardly one drop. Our Mahajana said, yes, one drop is enough. We can say that maybe it is enough, but we cannot say that we will be satisfied, because this drop, it is so wonderful that we are going to be even more thirsty. We are going to become thirstier and thirstier as we relish more and more. Trishna purno nahi, Trishna bare nirantar. Sri Chaitanya Charitamritam is saying that this thirst, it can never be quenched. It can only enhance. So, Srila Prabhudananda Saraswati Pad is saying that Sri Shankar, Narad, Muni and so many other devatas, they ascended in order to relish Sri Gaura Leela. Sri Rupa Goswami has also said the same thing in the first line of Sri Chaitanya Ashtakam in his Stavamala, that all the demigods, they appeared in the human bodies to relish Sri Gaura Leela. He has written, Sri Gauranga, this means that Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu, he is worshipped by Lord Shiva, Brahmaji and all other demigods. At present, Sriman Mahaprabhu, he has appeared in a man-like form. Never mind, he may be the hero of Nadia, but still, he is, after all, in a man-like form. So isn't it surprising that this Lord Shiva, who is with five heads, Lord Brahma, who is with four heads, they should want to worship Sriman Mahaprabhu, who is appearing like such a simple and shaven-headed sannyasi? How are they going to perform his seva? So, our Goswamis are telling us that they have Dhrita Manuja Karahi. This means that they have taken the form of human beings. Not just Shivji and Brahmaji, but all the demigods, they appeared in human form. So that they would be able to serve and worship Sriman Mahaprabhu very nicely. During Sri Ram Leela, the